Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. Please also join me on the fan page at facebook.com/tantalizingnature. A link can be found in the description. For this episode, I will be reading A Babysitter's Tale, Seducing the Husband, written and read by myself. I really don't like babysitting that much, but it's easy work and gives me a little extra cash. I started babysitting for the Johnsons, who are friends of my parents, so they could go out and have some adult time. I thought it was just going to be a normal sitter job that I tolerated for money, until I met Mr. Johnson. I wanted him from the second I was introduced. There was something so masculine about him. He had dark hair with some gray in it that actually made him extremely sexy. His smell and even his touch when he shook my hand exuded masculinity. He definitely worked out and had a high-paying job. Their house was amazing. The first few times I babysat, nothing happened. Though we weren't alone, so nothing could have happened. I noticed him looking at me lustfully a few times when his wife wasn't in the room. I would daydream about him coming on to me, about him lustfully taking me. I wondered what he would think if he knew I touched myself while thinking of him. Tonight I went over to watch the kids, and Miss Johnson was heading out with a suitcase. She explained she was going on a girls-only trip. Her husband would be going out with his friends for a few drinks and would be back to relieve me sometime in the night. He was already gone by the time I got there. I felt butterflies in my stomach as the wife rolled her suitcase out the door. I had never been alone with Mr. Johnson, and I couldn't wait for the evening to come. I felt like the night dragged on. The kids were a terror to put to bed. Finally, they crashed out about 30 minutes before their dad came home. I had just finished freshening up and had sat down to watch some TV when I heard the lock on the front door turning. He was finally home. My heart was beating so fast as I heard the door swing open. I was surprised when he stumbled in. He had obviously had way too much to drink. He was in a boisterous mood. I had never seen him like this. He stumbled into the kitchen to pour himself a drink. I thought he hadn't noticed me sitting on the couch until he asked, "Want one?" A little surprised, I accepted. He poured himself some liquor and some white wine for me. It was sweet and made me feel warm inside. It only took a few sips for me to start feeling the calming effects. That's not all I started to feel as I watched him sipping his drink. I could feel my body being turned on. I never felt such a strong need inside me. A need for release, and the only thing that could satisfy me was that man standing across the room. I saw him watching me. It caused a rush of excitement to course through my body. I felt my face become flushed and knew it showed. He gave me a boyish grin, which gave me the courage to edge a bit closer. So, how long is Miss Johnson going to be out of town? I nervously asked. She won't be back for at least a week, maybe two, he replied. Won't you get lonely? Not with you here, I won't. I felt my heart skip a beat. I've wanted him for so long, and it felt like my dream of being ravished by this man was within reach. I inched a little closer and took another sip of my wine. "What things could we do to keep you entertained?" I said with a seductive smile. I could tell his mind was going over some salacious scenarios. Instead of giving me a straight answer, he put the ball back in my court. Why don't you tell me what you had in mind? I had to think for a moment. Do I come right out and say, I want you to fuck my brains out? Or should I be a bit more coy about it? Well, Mr. Johnson, let me ask you this. While Miss Johnson is away, how will you satisfy your manly desires? I bit my lip and looked down. I was so anxious for his response. You offering to assist in satisfying me? He responded after a minute. I think he was enjoying watching me squirm. Yes, answered in almost a whisper. My heart was beating so fast, I was sure he could hear it across the kitchen. Nervously, I took a big swig of my wine, emptying the glass. Finally, I got the nerve to look up. He was staring across at me with a sexy grin. Suddenly, my stomach felt like there were hundreds of butterflies flying around in there, and a hot rush of heat radiated down my stomach to between my legs. Slowly, I sat my wine glass down on the counter. I was afraid my trembling hands would cause it to fall off and break. I couldn't believe I was going to go for it, but I wanted him so bad my pussy was already pulsing with need. I walked over to where he stood and took his glass from his hand and set it down with a loud clinking sound. With every nerve standing on end, I took his hand and boldly walked him to the bedroom he shared with his wife. I probably should have shown Miss Johnson a bit more respect than taking her husband to her bed to let him fuck me, but that was a big part of the excitement. I knew that after today, he would lay in bed with his wife, remembering fucking me right where she lay. I know I was acting a lot more confident than I felt, but I thought if I acted like the shy little schoolgirl, he might not give me what I've been dreaming of. We walked into their room, and I heard him close the door behind us. My nervousness was being replaced with a giddy excitement for what I was expecting to come. I motioned for him to have a seat on the bed. I wanted to give him a bit of a show to really get him excited. He sat back and watched as I took my time taking off my clothes, slowly pulling my top off, then my bottom. I stood there for a few seconds in my bra and panties to let him get a good look at this young body he was about to ravish. I could see his excitement through the bulge in his pants, and I could tell he had a big cock. I knew my panties were already soaking with my juices. I unstrapped my bra and then took down one strap and then the other, making sure my breast stayed covered until I dropped my hand. I heard the sharp intake of breath as he saw my perky round breast bounce free. I turned around to give him a view of my ass as I lowered my panties to the floor, bending over to step out of them. By the time I stood up, he was up and across the room, grabbing me and lifting me through the air to deposit me on the bed. Unlike me, he ripped his clothes off as fast as he could. I moaned when I saw his thick, long, hard cock. I couldn't wait for him to stretch me with it. He didn't get on the bed. Instead, he grabbed my legs and pulled me over to the edge. Seconds later, he was on his knees, lapping my pussy like a hungry dog. Oh God, he licked so good. My hips bucked as his mouth landed on my clit, sucking and sending me over the edge. I grabbed fistful of hair as the waves of ecstasy hit me over and over. Just as I was starting to come down, he stood up and slammed his cock in me. I was so wet, it slid right in. The waves came back with such an intensity. He stroked my pussy with his cock until my moans subsided. He pulled his cock out and pulled me off the bed to kneel in front of him. His cock was dripping with my juices. I slid it in my mouth and sucked every bit of my juices off his cock and balls. He pulled me up and turned me around, bending me over to slide his rock-hard cock back inside me. I cried out as he pushed every inch of it in me. Slowly withdrawing it, he smacked my ass with his cock a couple times before slamming it back in me. I clawed at the bed as he began stroking the inside of me. I felt so stretched that I worried he was going to split me. My cries became louder and louder as his thrust became frenzied inside me, pounding harder and harder until I was screaming into the bed. All I could do was hold on as he pounded my pussy until he finally gave one last hard thrust and exploded inside me. It was so warm and delicious. He pulled out slowly. As soon as his cock was out, I felt his cum run out of me and down my leg. He didn't let me get up right away. Instead, he grabbed his phone and told me to stay still for a minute. I heard the click of the camera as he took pics of my dripping pussy. I knew that this wasn't going to be the only time Mr. Johnson fucked me, and I couldn't wait until next time. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Now for the next story. The Apartment, written and read by myself. Ugh, I hate where I live. It's small and the landlord doesn't do shit if he doesn't really have to. To top it all off, my neighbors drive me crazy. The problem was I didn't have enough money to move since everything I made went to pay for me to live. Today, though, I really had had enough. I woke up to loud music from my neighbors at 5 a.m. It was the leftover people from their party the night before that had gone on until about 3 in the morning. I thought it was finally over, but of course, the torture wasn't. Thankfully, it was a Saturday and I didn't have to be up for work, but I did have things I wanted to do. Instead, I had to get some sleep so I could at least function. I finally fell asleep around 7 and got up in the early afternoon. After showering and eating, I sat down to scroll through my phone. As I was mindlessly scrolling, an ad caught my eye. It was for a cute little house that was for rent. Even though I knew I didn't have the money for it, I gave the number a call. A man with a surprisingly deep and sexy voice answered. I told him I was calling about the ad, and he said he happened to be on his way over there and gave me the address to come by and take a look. I decided it wouldn't hurt to go check it out. The drive took about 45 minutes, and for some reason, I was a bit nervous about meeting this sexy voice stranger. When I pulled up, I could see his truck was already parked in the driveway. It was such a cute house, and the neighborhood was the type I would be very happy living in. This place would be an absolute dream, I thought. I walked up to the door, rang the bell, and waited to be greeted. My jaw almost dropped to the ground when he opened the door. He was absolutely gorgeous with his muscles, black hair, eyes, and skin. His beard had some gray in it, which was the only thing that gave away his age. I wondered briefly what he would think if he knew I had a huge fantasy about being ravished by an older black man. I noticed his grin as he laid eyes on me and the way he looked me up and down. I had thrown on a cute sundress that accentuated my ample breasts and curvy legs. It came down only a couple inches from my ass. I had to be careful not to bend over while wearing this. "Hi, I'm Carrie," I said cheerfully. "Well, hello there," he greeted. Come on in. Feel free to take a look around. I smiled and entered. It was absolutely perfect inside. The kitchen had all new appliances. There was a washer and dryer off to the side. There were hardwood floors except for the bedroom, which had a nice thick off-white carpet. The bathroom even had a big claw bathtub with a shower. The little fenced-in yard in the back would be perfect for relaxing after long days. I could even put a little pool back there. I was totally in love with this place. After I was done looking around, he asked if I wanted a beer. They were in a cooler in his truck. I agreed. It would make me more comfortable. Maybe I could somehow talk him into taking payments for the security deposit, and he would probably be more, agreeable. We chatted for a bit. I could tell he was into me even though I could see his wedding ring. Normally, this would make a man off limits to me, but today, I didn't let it bother me. I wanted this place too bad. I could see he was having trouble keeping his eyes from wandering down my body to my naked legs. It made me blush all over my body. It wasn't hard to read what he was thinking. The way he was licking his lips, I imagined he was thinking about my legs wrapped around his head. The thought sent a jolt of excitement through me. While I was daydreaming about him imagining himself tasting me, I lost all sense of where I was and what I was doing. I was rudely brought back to reality when I heard a loud crash next to me. Startled, I looked down to see I had knocked over a metal tray that had some nails, screws, and such. It had fallen on the other side of a short side table. Without thinking, I turned around and bent over the table to clean up the mess. I remembered the short dress and thong I was wearing after I heard a sharp intake of breath that was followed by a low groan. I gasped and turned my head back towards him. Before I could make another move, he swiftly moved up behind me and grabbed my ass. I smiled coyly up at him and moaned when he gave my ass a little swat. I stood up and turned towards him. We were so close, I could feel the heat emanating from his sexy body. I had a crazy idea, and I had a feeling he might just go with it. I really like this house. I was thinking, maybe we could work something out. I looked up at him with half-hooded eyes. My body was already getting ready for his touch. I was thinking along the same line, he replied. He reached up and grabbed a handful of my hair, pulling my head back to expose that sensitive skin on my neck. Melted when I felt him lightly bite and lick me. I pressed my body into him, wanting more. You taste like sweet honey, he murmured into my neck as he moved his lips, traveled down to the top of my breasts. Oh, I moaned when he engulfed them with his big, strong hands, lifting and feeling the weight of them. My top down to expose my ample breasts and taut nipples. They were tingling, waiting for his touch. I felt his warm breath on my nipple before his tongue slid seductively over the tautness. I felt so naughty. My body was hot all over with the center emanating from between my legs. My head rolled back as he continued to lap and suck one side, then the other, then back again. I gave a little startled noise as he reached his large hands down to lift me up by my ass and carry me over to the breakfast counter. It was the perfect height for what he was going to do to me. I laid back as he spread my legs. He started by worshiping the inside of my thighs with his mouth. Oh my God, I cried out when he brushed my swollen clit with his thumb. That's a good girl, he murmured as he lightly circled it. I was on the verge of losing control. He could tell by how soaked my panties were and how my hips were bucking and grinding to his touch. He pulled my panties aside, taking a few seconds to gaze at my glistening opening. Oh God, your pussy is so wet, so perfect, he said, laying his hand across my mound as he slid it down to my slit. Pausing at my opening with two fingers, he gently spread me. The second his mouth captured my swollen nub, I couldn't hold back. Waves of ecstasy ran through me. I lifted my hips, giving him greater access. I cried out harder as he ran his tongue up and down the inside of my spread lips. I heard his throaty moan as he licked and sucked up the juices flowing into his mouth. He really knew how to eat pussy, I thought. Must be the years of practice he's had. My toes curled as he continued to lick me after my orgasm. He slid a finger, then two inside. He felt around until he knew he had found my special spot. That spot that drove me wild. My cries came out over and over as he skillfully brought me to orgasm again. It was so good. I spread my legs as wide as I could. I wanted more of him and didn't care that he was going to be my landlord or that he was so much older than me. I didn't even care that he was married. I just wanted more. He thrust it harder and faster with his fingers. I gushed all over his fingers, down his palm and onto the countertop. It took me a few seconds before I could move. He was taking his pants and boxers down as I slid down to the floor. After getting eaten like that, I was definitely going to have to give him something he wouldn't forget. My mouth was watering. I was expecting his cock to be big since he was black. But when he stood up, I was shocked to see how big he really was. He had to be at least 9 inches long, and his cock was very thick. There was no way that was going to fit all the way inside me. I took him in my hand, still marveling at the size. I started licking up and down the sides of his enormous cock. As I reached the top, I circled my tongue around the tip, making sure to get every drip of his pre-cum that was seeking out. His moan was so intoxicating as I swallowed as much of his rock-hard cock as I could. There was so much cock left. I held it in both my hands, swirling my hands back and forth. I used the spit dripping down for the lubrication. Having my mouth completely filled and straining had my mouth aching. Just as the aching got to be too much, he grabbed my hair, pulling me up, and then placed me on the counter again. He spread my legs wide, and I eagerly watched as he guided his huge black cock to my silky, wet, pink opening. I gasped as he entered me. Oh God, it was so big. I felt myself stretching, trying to accommodate his girth. After a few thrusts, he was able to fit a bit more than half his cock. I had never had anything so big inside me. His thrusts were slow and sensual. My body was climbing so high. My heart was beating so fast. I could feel this pressure inside me growing. My moans turned into screams as the pressure kept building and building. I felt like I was going to explode. I wasn't sure how much more I could take. Every thrust drove me higher until it happened. I squirted all over him and me and everything beneath me. There was so much. I could hear it splashing onto the tile floor below. He let out a low-throated growl, slamming me as hard as he could. Fuck yeah, he groaned, giving me one more incredibly hard thrust before releasing all of his hot seed inside. I love feeling the pulsing of his cock. He held it inside me as he rubbed my clit, making sure to finish me off completely before pulling out. After cleaning up in the bathroom, I walked back into the kitchen to find him filling out the lease and getting the keys ready to give me. I smiled as I signed the lease, thinking about how many times I was going to have him come check and fix my pipes. Thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. And please also join me on the fan page at facebook.com/tantalizingnature.